Poetry on the Radio. Today, Sarah Rice.
Against the Grain. Many things have a grain best not to go against. Even slicing ginger, we come across it. The fibrous root close enough in this way to its woody neighbour oak or pine. An anchovy can be slid along the tongue only in one direction without the salty bristles catching. A dog, a fish, a man's cheek, and most materials have a grain, velvet, suede. Some grasses cut the palm when their long, thin blades are drawn the wrong way against it. The quiet perfection of a feather is ruined with reverse of stroke and never returns. The large-headed bloom of Protea is all pink velour one way and ruffled galah the other. Friendships too have a grain. People in general, ourselves in particular. Time itself is a grain we cannot go against, even if we wanted to. The morning light slicing cleanly through the dark, the shadow as it climbs the hill. There is only one way to move through a night thick with thought and thin on sleep. You must keep going onward. There is no way to crawl back up the funnelled pitcher plant. Its hairy follicles draw us deeper into the rosy throat. This poem shows something not only about my own process for writing poetry, usually starting with something small and particular and expanding outwards, unpacking it, so to speak, to think about more conceptual ways of understanding the world. But it also, I think, tells us something about poetry itself, the way a poem can have its own grain, that we can go either with or against the grain of the poem. And this poem took me on a bit of a journey that I was not expecting, moving me from the more comfortable, slightly humorous, mundane, quotidian aspects of life through to an understanding of life itself.
Against the Grain. Many things have a grain best not to go against. Even slicing ginger, we come across it. The fibrous root close enough in this way to its woody neighbour, oak or pine. An anchovy can be slid along the tongue only in one direction without the salty bristles catching. A dog, a fish, a man's cheek, and most materials have a grain, velvet, suede. Some grasses cut the palm when their long, thin blades are drawn the wrong way against it. The quiet perfection of a feather is ruined with reverse of stroke and never returns. The large-headed bloom of Protea is all pink velour one way and ruffled galah the other. Friendships too have a grain, people in general, ourselves in particular. Time itself is a grain we cannot go against, even if we wanted to. The morning light slicing cleanly through the dark, the shadow as it climbs the hill. There is only one way to move through a night thick with thought and thin on sleep. You must keep going onward. There is no way to crawl back up the funnelled pitcher plant. Its hairy follicles draw us deeper into the rosy throat.
Today we heard Sarah Rice on Poetry on the Radio, a production of Artsound FM. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.